ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 38। प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, प्रत्यर्पितो मे अनुकंपिना, प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, अनुकंपिना, भृत्याय विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, भृत्याय विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, कोऽन्यं संयच्छ चरणं त्वदीयम्। प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, भृत्याय विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, कोऽन्यं संयच्छ चरणं त्वदीयम्। प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, भृत्याय विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, कोऽन्यं संयच्छ चरणं त्वदीयम्। प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, कोऽन्यं संयच्छ चरणं त्वदीयम्। प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, भृत्याय विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, कोऽन्यं संयच्छरणं त्वदीयम्। प्रत्यर्पितो मे भवता अनुकंपिना, भृत्याय विज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः, हित्वा कृतज्ञस्तव पादमूलम्, कोन समीयाचरणं त्वदीयम्। हरे कृष्णा। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एंड ट्रांसलेशन बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। प्रत्यर्पितः, ऑफर्ड इन रिटर्न, मे टू मी, भवता बाय योर गुड सेल्फ, अनुकंपिना, हु इज मर्सिफुल, भृत्याय टू योर सर्वेंट, विज्ञानमयः ऑफ ट्रांसडेंटल नॉलेज, प्रदीपः द टॉर्च लाइट, हित्वा giving up. Kritagyaha, who is grateful. Tava, your. Padamulam, the sole of the lotus feet. Kaha, who. Anyam, to another. Samiyat, can go. Sharanam, for shelter. Tvadiyam, your. Translation. In return for my insignificant surrender, you have mercifully bestowed upon me, your servant, the torch light of transcendental knowledge. Therefore, what devotee of yours who has any gratitude could ever give up your lotus feet and take shelter of another master? There is no purport in this verse here, so we are taking another verse also. Vikrash vriknashchami sudridho sneha pasho dasarah vrishni andhak satvateshu prasaritah srishti vivriddhaye tvaya swamayayahi atma subodha hetina. Translation. The firmly binding rope of my affection for the families of dasarah, vrishnis, andhakas and satvatas, a rope you originally cast over me by your illusory energy for the purpose of developing your creation, is now cut off by the weapon of transcendental knowledge of the self. Purport. Although the members of the families mentioned in this verse are eternal associates of Lord Krishna and thus proper objects of affection, Sri Uddhava had regarded them as his personal relatives rather than simply as pure devotees of the Lord. Influenced by the Lord's illusory potency, Uddhava had desired the prosperity and victory of these dynasties. But now, by hearing Lord Krishna's instructions, he has again fixed his mind exclusively upon Lord Krishna, and thus he regards his so-called family members without any mundane conception as eternal servants of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Yutapadkamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं भंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदिनतारणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमेश्वरं Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas here. Whatever I have learned, whatever I am going to speak, needless to say, it is all because of all of your wonderful blessings in form of many different ways, your classes, your personal example, and my great fortune to learn from all of you in so many different ways. And whatever I am going to reproduce, it is nothing but what I have assimilated from all of you. So seeking blessings from all, and would try to speak on this exalted verse for my own purification and for pleasure of all Vaishnavas. So Uddhava Gita is continuing from chapter number 7. We started and we are now at the end of Uddhava Gita, that is 29th chapter. So how we see how it started, that at the end of chapter number 6, Uddhavji approaches Lord Krishna, and Uddhavji is understanding that now it appears Lord is going to wind up his pastime. And he goes there and expresses his desire that I also want to come back with you. However, Lord gives him something very special. And what is that special? He tells that no, you please continue here, take renounced order and go to Badrikashram. Now the instruction is finally going to come. He told that take renounced order and move around this world, you know, and always remember me. And just after that, Uddhavji is asking that please give me transcendental knowledge. Please give me the knowledge by which I will be able to do this thing. You gave me instruction, but now I want to enable myself the knowledge by which I will be able to fulfill what you have asked from me. And then the Lord starts speaking from chapter number 7 onwards, and so beautifully our devotees here explained so many different concepts which had come in between. And just last sloka, today, finally, Uddhavji has expressed beautifully that now all my illusion and everything has been removed. I will just like to read today's translation to bring. Sri Uddhavji said, O unborn, primeval Lord, although I had fallen into the great darkness of illusion, my ignorance has now been dispelled by your merciful association. Indeed, how can cold, darkness and fear exert their power over one who has approached the brilliant sun? So just like in the presence of sun, there cannot be any darkness. So now, as I approached you and you gave me the transcendental knowledge, all my illusion, everything is over. And from today's verse onwards, we see Uddhavji is expressing his immense gratitude. So we will see in this particular entire flow of our discussion how the gratitude of Uddhavji is coming so very, very, you know, overpowering himself. Now question is arising, why this gratitude is coming? Beautifully, Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the purports of first canto, 16th chapter, 26th verse. The knowledge has 5 subheadings. Uddhavji has received this knowledge, that is Uddhav Gita. This knowledge or any knowledge has this 5 dimensions. What are these 5 dimensions? I would just like to present Srila Prabhupada's direct words. The first dimension of knowledge is, Srila Prabhupada says, intelligence. The second dimension, the second subheading of knowledge, Srila Prabhupada writes here, is gratefulness. The third dimension of knowledge is power of understanding circumstances, environment of place, object and time. The fourth is perfect knowledge of everything, and fifth is knowledge of the self. So these are the 5 subheadings of knowledge. So now Uddhavji has expressed his desire that please enlighten me, and the Lord has enlightened. So when Lord has enlightened, all this 5 thing has come. So till here, all the 4 things, intelligence, power of understanding the circumstantial environment, place, object and time, perfect knowledge of everything, and knowledge of self is present. And now the 5th thing, gratefulness, is being shown here onwards. So we'll go a little bit deeper into this, what we are discussing. If we see these 5 things which has been explained here, in very simplistic term, we can understand that whenever any knowledge or transcendental knowledge is being given, the first aspect is what? What is happening? That is the first aspect. Very, very primitive. What the senses are seeing. So that is what? Okay, this is door, this is person, this is this, that is what? Higher than this, above all the senses, is the mind. All the information of the senses comes to the mind. And mind wants to connect all this information. So what is basically all the information? Above than this, mind wants to understand how things are happening, where it is going to happen, when it is going to happen. So this is the mind tries to understand the knowledge by connecting it through different ways. So that is the second level of when, how, where, all this comes in this particular category. Above this is the intelligence which comes into picture. And whatever knowledge has been acquired, whatever we have seen, whatever observations we are made, based on that, the intelligence tries to understand why it is happening. So what, then how, where, when and everything, and then above that, why it is happening. And that's why intelligence takes decision. Because intelligence is able to find out by connecting to everything why this is happening. Today, the scientific world is very much trying to go to these 3 levels. What is happening, it is observing, and then it is connecting further and tries to understand how it is happening. All the mechanisms and everything explains how 2 molecules comes together and how this particular thing is produced, you know, when it will happen, what will trigger it, everything of how. And to certain degree, it goes little bit on the territory of why, to understand the purpose behind everything. However, science is trying its level best, but cannot completely comprehend the why. The reason, because there are so many things beyond our senses. And the entire premises in which science is functioning is on the circumference of senses, knowledge which we can acquire through senses. And that's why it is very, very difficult to completely understand the entire why. But who is behind it? Who is functioning? That is impossible. Science cannot comprehend that, because that is beyond it. That is who. So we saw the first what, information. Second is how, when, where, that is connecting it. And third, why. These three are on which science is very much functioning. And in that, the third one, why, is also not completely under the realm of science. Above this is who. Who is behind everything? That is completely beyond science. Science cannot comprehend it. That Lord is behind everything. You know, under His sweet wheel everything is happening. He is doing it through three modes of material nature. It is beyond that. So that is the fourth aspect of knowledge. Who? But after knowing this, yes, Uddhavji, Lord has explained in Uddhav Gita everything. What is happening, how everything is happening, and not just that, He told the purpose also, and He went ahead explaining why these things are happening. And above that, who is doing it? But that is not the end of knowledge. After this, it is very, very important to have the fifth aspect of knowledge, and that is gratitude. That's why here Srila Prabhupada explains that there are the five subheadings of knowledge. And that's why transcendental knowledge, wherever it has been spoken or wherever it has been explained, we always hear this word, Vidya Dadati Vinayam. That knowledge brings Vinayam, humility. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, very, very nicely he quotes two beautiful sentences. He himself says, one is that how gratitude is the womb in which humility takes birth. So that is, you know, one complete lecture in itself. And another is, gratitude is the way by which we express humility. So a person may know what is happening. He may also know how these things are happening. He may also know why this thing is happening. He may also theoretically know who is behind. But unless and until if he, or I can say I, if I don't develop gratitude for that person who is behind this entire thing, then I have not understood the knowledge. I have not got the knowledge. And that's why this verses, which so beautifully Uddhavji is explaining here, expressing his gratitude. Why? Because here is the person. The person who is speaking is the person who is the person behind everything. He is the person behind creation. He is the person behind maintenance. He is the person behind destruction. According to His sweet will, everything is functioning. So practically, He is the one and He is in front of Him. And that is naturally Uddhavji is expressing his gratitude. We have also, you know, in our curriculum, in the schools, after the classes used to get completed, you know, it was like a ritual to say thank you to the teacher. And sometime when we used to get promoted to another class, we used to give gift to the teacher. You know, sometime it used to happen. But how much that particular knowledge which has been given to us has given us the inspiration to do that. We have, you know, understood or we learned science today and different subjects. How much that particular knowledge is letting us to go and do this particular activity? So this clearly indicates that this dimension of knowledge which we are studying in colleges and other places is very, very much incomplete. It is not the complete overall development of the living entity. Because if the knowledge is not bringing forth gratitude towards Lord, then it is incomplete. So that's what Srila Prabhupada, you know, bring out this five categories of knowledge. Now, in subsequent discussion, we are going to focus on how gratitude will come towards Lord or towards the devotees or towards anyone, unless and until we will not know the glories, we will not know what is the beautiful intervention of this particular person in our lives, and not just in our lives, in this entire world, we will not be able to develop gratitude. And that's why when transcendental knowledge and everything is spoken, we get complete clarity that how everything, what is happening in this world, there are 24 elements and the three modes of material nature, is everything is being run by these three modes of material nature. And all this is to facilitate the desire of living entity to enjoy separately from the Lord. So when we see the compassion of the Lord, the quality of the Lord, that's what attracts, that's what brings gratitude in the heart. And that's why when transcendental knowledge is heard from the mouth of devotees coming in parampara, it automatically brings out gratitude in the heart of devotee, in the heart of any person for the matter. So we are now going to discuss different qualities of the Lord which brings out gratitude. Here in this particular shloka, as we have seen, in return for my insignificant surrender, you have mercifully bestowed upon me, your servant, the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, what devotee of yours who has any gratitude could ever give up your lotus feet and take shelter of another master? So here we are saying that how Lord is the best of masters. There is no better master than the Supreme Lord. And that is what we are going to discuss henceforward, how Lord is the best master. So the first characteristic, the first quality, that how Lord is the best master, we have made a simple acronym, and we will be going through the alphabet M. And this M indicates we are meant to serve Him. Where is the question of good, better, best? When we have been made for each other, you know, simply, Jiver Swarup Hoye Krishner Nitya Das. It's very, very significant to understand that we are made for each other. Relationship is pakka. Already from very beginning. So when we understand this, we are Prakriti, as Bhagavad Gita very nicely explaining, and only Purusha is the Lord. And till the moment we don't understand this fact that only Purusha is the Supreme Lord and we are Prakriti, and we expect that other Prakriti will satisfy me and will make me happy, we will continue to have the same experience, just like a person takes the shoe of another number. We have experience if our leg size is something 8, 9, whatever, and if we take shoe of another number, what will happen? It doesn't matter which number shoe we take, there will be always inconvenience. Hindi mein bolte kaat raha ho, that sandal is cutting. Why? Because we are never the masters, and the masters of this world cannot completely satisfy the soul eternally. Yes, those masters who have taken shelter of the Lord and they are simply serving the desires of the Lord and they are becoming servant, and if they are our masters, then yes, we can experience the same satisfaction because that is coming through the channel of the Lord. However, the living entity always is searching the eternal master, and he is Lord. And Lord takes complete responsibility of it. It's not that, you know, Lord has told and okay, just jao bhi. Lord takes complete responsibility of this statement by telling, Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the seed-giving father. None no other devata, no Rishi Muni, no other personality has told this statement. I am the seed giving father. What does it mean? It means that the relationship is much more thicker. Just like for father, the son is always his son. Similarly, we are eternally connected to the Lord. Doesn't matter whether we are staying in the same home or we have gone to some other home. We are always his son and he is always our father. So the first characteristic, the first quality, doesn't matter where we go, doesn't matter wherever we try, whomever we try to become happy by making ourselves servant or by becoming masters ourselves, but we will not be satisfied unless and until we accept the servitorship of this master, Radha Gopinathji. The first thing. So someone may ask, yes, very true. Now we are meant to serve him, made for each other, perfect. But are humne to chhod diya, I left him, came here. Is there any scope still alive? Koi chance hai kya? Again, there is possibility. Of course, yes. Second characteristic of the Lord is from M only. He is very, very merciful. His mercy cannot be comprehended by our material brains. It is not possible. It is simply not possible to have an equation by which we can predict how much merciful is the Lord. And in fact, we see none other than Sukadev Goswami, the esteemed speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam, he himself, he is in which stage? He is the highest stage of realizing the Brahman. It's like, in his wire, 11,000 volt is passing by. But his wire is also getting short-circuited, seeing the mercy of the Lord. And he is ready to give up, this Brahman, and he wants to go and seek shelter of the Lord. That's what is the mercy of the Lord. So we will see beautiful sloka. All of you have also, spoken about this sloka. There is no doubt. So we will just recite this beautiful sloka because of which Srimad Bhagavatam we are hearing. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jighamsya pa payat avapya asadvi lebhe gatim dhatri uchitam tatonyam kamva dayalu saranam vrajema. Kamva dayalu. Who will be more merciful than him? If someone is coming towards him, for what purpose? To kill him. And still, what Lord is awarding? He is awarding the position of Dhatri, mother in a spiritual world. Who can be more merciful than this? And Sukadeva Goswami, he knows this because he knows what is the position, what it takes to come to the position of Brahman. He knows it. And when he knows, are koi marne ke liye aa raha hai. और उसको ये पोजीशन मिल रहा है. कोई एग्जाम लिखने के लिए आया तो चल अलग चीज है, एग्जाम रद्द करने के लिए आ रहा है और उसको डिस्टिंक्शन दिया जा रहा है, गोल्ड मेडल दिया जा रहा है. व्हाई? बिकॉज ही जस्ट इंटर्ड इनटू द एग्जामिनेशन हॉल. ही इंटर्ड इनटू द एग्जामिनेशन हॉल टू डिस्ट्रॉय द एग्जाम एंड ही इज बीइंग गिवन गोल्ड मेडल. माय गॉड, सीइंग दिस, सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज, आई वॉन्ट टू नो अबाउट दिस पर्सन, आई वॉन्ट टू रियली नो हु दिस पर्सन इज. That is what is the sweetness of the Lord. So that's why we see in Bhagavad Gita, Jnana Vijnana Sahitam, when Lord says in chapter 7, this too goes hand in hand, the greatness of the Lord as well as the sweetness of the Lord. Greatness of the Lord tells that how great He is. That is Jnana. And Vijnana is, Acharya is still the sweetness aspect of the Lord. That how, even though He is so great, so wonderful, there is no one who is equal to Him. No need to think anyone above Him. No one is equal to Him. But still, this person is ready to become subservient to His devotees. And when a person sees this sweetness, he automatically becomes attracted towards the Lord. I was discussing with one devotee, and that devotee was telling, One thing Lord cannot do. One thing Lord cannot do. It is not there in that, in His system only. And what is not there in His system? He just cannot stop loving. No. He just cannot stop loving. That is not there in the system. So that's why there is a scope for all of us. Even though we have left Him, we have come here, even though I know that we are made for each other, but no problem. He is still very, very merciful, and we can certainly start progressing in the direction to return towards Him. Now question arises, okay, very clear. Made for each other, and also He is merciful. But now, what about, you know, the endeavor which I will be doing? Pata nahi wo pura hoga, nahi hoga, you know, mission successful hoga ke nahi hoga? You know, don't worry. The third quality of the Lord, starting from A, the alphabet, attempts itself assures success in this direction. He's such a master that even the attempt which we make or which we try to go towards Him, that can assure success in this particular direction. There's a beautiful sloka in this regard. All of you must be aware of. Bali is speaking. Aho prapanna maya krita samadmayah prapanna bhaktarth vidhau samahitah yallok pales tvadanukraho amare alabdha purvo apasade asurerpitah. So Bali Maharaj is telling, beautiful, what a wonderful effect there is in even attempting to offer respectful obeisances to you. What a wonderful effect is there. Just attempting, the mission has not become successful. Even he attempt itself, what a wonderful effect. I merely endeavor to offer you obeisances, but nonetheless, the attempt was as successful as those of a pure devotee. The causeless mercy you have shown me, a fallen demon, was never achieved even by the demigods or the leaders of various planets. See here the beautiful quality of the Lord. The attempt itself, Lord is making fully acceptable. Even though attempt may not be completely successful, we see the beautiful example of Jatayuji. You know, what Jatayuji did? He knew that if he will fight with Ravana, he may be killed. The attempt he did and he lost. But what loss it was? What privilege even Dasarath Maharaj didn't get? That privilege Jatayuji got. Lord personally did Daha Sanskar or Antim Sanskar of Jatayuji. So that is the beauty of this particular master. We need not have to worry that pata nahi mera attempt successful hoga ke nahi hoga. No! Lord is so merciful, Lord is so very, very dear to His wonderful sons that if He sees that this person is trying to come in this direction, Lord will facilitate and Lord will bless. Our attempt itself is success in this direction. Okay, someone may think, beautiful, wow, Lord is, we are made for each other, you know, He is very merciful, attempt itself can be successful, but are we qualified? Are we acceptable? Of course, yes. The another quality of Lord is how the Lord is all accommodative. Lord accommodates everyone. Doesn't matter how much sinful we may be. Doesn't matter in the rung from Brahma Loka to Patal Loka, wherever we may be. But we are always accommodative. Lord always accommodates all of us. Classic example is Ravana. Ravana, even though he kidnapped Mother Sita, but Lord was still ready to accommodate him if he would have just come and surrendered to the Lord. Can you imagine such a stark clarity? Someone who stole away most dear to the Lord, Srimati Mata Sita, and even that person, Lord is ready to forgive. So there is a scope for everyone. All of us can certainly be accommodative. Lord accommodated everyone. And Lord Chaitanya, much more merciful to all other Lord's expansion, or Lord came here, he blessed, he accommodated everyone. But Lord Chaitanya, he is accommodating even Pasupakhi jhure pasana vidare suni jara guna gatha. All others delivered living beings. Lord Chaitanya is even delivering pashan, pathar, even those which are like a stone like people, jinke paas koi emotion nahi hai. Still Lord Chaitanya's mercy even wither, breaks the heart of pasan. It accommodates even, stone like persons or even stones. So that is what another characteristic of the Lord, that how he is all accommodative. Okay, someone will say, yes, wonderful, looks like it, a very wonderful proposal, I must go ahead, So then someone may think, but then what I have to do? Very merciful, Lord is merciful, meant for each other, he will accommodate me, attempt itself is successful, but what next? What to be done? This master is really very, very simple, and he just expects only two things. Very simply these two things. And what are these two things? Sincerity of purpose and simplicity of heart. That's it. If a person is sincere and if a person is simple, he is certainly very much, very, very much ready to be accepted by this master. And that's why we hear, Yadi gaur na hoy to, tabe ki hoy to, ke mano dhari tamde, radhar mahima, premaras sima, jagat janato ke, gao gao punha, gaurange raguna, saral kori yaman, ए भव सागरे ए मानो दयाल ना देखी आरेक जान. सरल कोरिया मन. व्हाट वी हैव टू मेक इज वी हैव टू मेक आवर हार्ट सरल. बट द वर्ड इज वेरी सरल. द मिशन और द प्रोजेक्ट इज नॉट वेरी सरल. इट्स वेरी इजी वर्ड. सो हियर आई रिक्वेस्ट. Now there is a reference to this particular word. There is a star. I request you to please refer. There is a beautiful class which was given by His Grace Gopinath Chandra Prabhu on Saralta. So you may refer to that particular class where he beautifully tells about this particular concept, that how Saralta can be brought in the heart. I will not go deeper because I have to go to other qualities of the Lord. And sincerity. Sincerity of the purpose. Srila Prabhupada used to always say, sincerity is the only qualification. If a person is sincere, everything will take place. Everything, Lord as Paramatma who is there in his heart, he will provide everything for a sincere person. So, I am just going ahead with another quality. Question arises, okay, wonderful, saralta and sincerity. But, How this is practically possible? Kya karna chahiye? It's very clear, saralta, sincerity, where to go, what to do. So here this master gives us, don't worry. I manifest myself here in this world as Acharya. Surrender unto this Acharya. Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanita karhichit namartya Buddhya Asuyeta Sarva Deva Mayo Jagat Sarva Deva Mayo Guruhu. One should know that the Acharya as myself, and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he is the representative of all the demigods. So here this master makes this project for all of us very, very easily accessible by telling us, you want to come to me, you are sincere, here is an acharya. And we are very, very fortunate that coming in this wonderful Guru Parampara by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, these acharyas who are now Srila Prabhupada's disciples are all over the world to share this mercy of the Lord, share this wonderful love of the Lord to everyone. Whoever is sincere will immediately find an acharya nearby. So this is what this master, this is the quality of this particular master, that he makes it very, very much possible, very, very much within the reach of every sincere person. And not just within the reach, these acharyas are moving around to facilitate anyone who is sincere, he will get it. And if those who are not sincere, these acharyas are trying to give them mercy. Sakshad haritvena samasta sastre uktastatha bhavyata eva sadhi kintu prabhorya priya eva tasya vande guruhu sri charanaravindam. So this guru, this spiritual master, is none other than the Supreme Lord. You know, Supreme Lord's mercy form is the Guru. And anyone who is sincere, if he approaches, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya aprasadan nagati kutopi dhyayanstu vamstasya yastastri sandhyam vande guruhu sri charanaravindam. So this master is so very merciful that it is not just, you know, hypothetical concept. He makes it very, very practical that, okay, you want, I am making myself available to all of you through this channel of a spiritual master. It is me. And you just please your spiritual master. If a spiritual master is pleased, I am pleased. And that is what Lord is assuring all of us. So here we saw from S, simplicity, sincerity, and S, Lord is giving the spiritual master. He is coming as a spiritual master, guru. Now someone will say, wonderful, this is really very, very practical, clear, where to go, what to do. But please tell me, if I will go to Guru, if I will surrender myself to Him, and, you know, Lord is very merciful, what all will happen in my life? What all will happen? The first thing, the word from T, termination of material cycle of birth and death. Jahar prasade bhai e bhavatariya jai. Just by His mercy, a person will be able to come out from this infinite loop jisme sabka program atak gaya. No? All the living entity ka jo program hai, is particular program mein atka hua hai. And loop is continuing. And what will happen? Just by surrendering to this spiritual master, who is Lord's wonderful blessings to all the living entity, what will happen? Termination of this program. And ebhavata riya jai. Achha, material life say back. Yes. And not just that. Krishna prapti hoy jaha haite. Not just termination of material life, birth and death, but you will be getting the topmost blessings. And what is that? Krishna prapti. The Lord is ready to give Himself. And what is the requirement? Just we have to follow the earlier step, surrender to acharya. And this is the effect, termination of material life, and topmost goal will be achieved. And that is, you know, Krishna prapti hoye chaha hoyte. So this is the master is benedicting all of us. So it looks, wow, it's really wonderful, you know. Please tell me more, what all, you know, what all this master is giving. You told termination of material, you know, life, birth and death cycle, I will be come out, I will be getting Krishna. Anything else is also there? Well, of course, this is just sample, there is much more. We have to go from T T2R, you know. So then E, from the word E, from T also, one very important thing. Lord says that I will not just be your master. Someone may say, ये relationship मैं कृष्ण को प्राप्त भी कर लूंगा तो केवल master और servant का ही रहने वाला है क्या? ये बड़ा थोड़ा odd लग रहा है. No, no. Lord is true friend in all situation. Suhridam sarva bhutanam. So if we go to spiritual world, Krishna ki prapti ho jayegi. Don't think aapka jo experience yahan pe hai, master aur servant ka wahi experience wahan pe bhi rehne wala hai. Nahi. The experience there is so sweet that you will not be able to comprehend. It's so sweet that Lord becomes subservient to his friend. Match jab hota hai, do friend ke beech mein bhagwan haar jate hain. Other person who is his devotee, he wins. Aisa friendship hai. So that's, you know, true friendship. Lord always from his side continues his friendship. It is we who just didn't look towards him. You know, we have heard this many a times. In this tree there are two birds and one bird is always looking towards another bird. But another bird is thinking, ye fruit kuch achha lag raha, ye fruit kuch achha lag raha, let me taste it, let me taste it. But this bird is always looking towards his best friend. Suhridam sarva bhutanam. So this master is always ready, always available and always eager to have that friendship back. Oh, wonderful. Now please tell me, what else? Beautiful, he is true friend. So then, another quality of the Lord is, how if anyone who comes to him and takes this hardship of coming towards him, the Lord is ever grateful. That is from E, ever grateful. I have purposefully kept in E, ever grateful. Because gratefulness, it may have, you know, it may be possible that person may forget. Generally gratefulness, you know, a person continues to remember. But Lord is ever grateful. He never forgets. And that's why we see in the pastime of Gop Kumaras, when Gop Kumaras come back to spiritual world, as soon as Lord sees him, Lord faints. Lord faints. Why? Because Lord sees how much sacrifice, difficulty and challenges this devotee took to come to me. And how much grateful is the Lord. There are so many things we can discuss in, you know, Lord's gratitude or Lord's grateful nature. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you know, in the quality of the Lord, the quality of gratitude or gratefulness, it is explained that if anyone chants one name of the Lord, Lord is always grateful to that person. Who can be more, you know, merciful than this? If someone chants one holy name, Lord is always grateful to him. And an example is given of Draupadi. When she called out, Hey Govind, Hey Gopal, Lord always remembered. And in fact, it is explained by different acharyas that when Lord was returning back to spiritual world, this was the only thing which was paining the Lord in his heart. And what was that? This master was thinking, I was little late to come to help Draupadi. See, this is the mood of the Lord, how he is ever grateful, always eager to give his wonderful, wonderful service to his devotees. Lord always remember. So, another characteristic of the Lord, starting from the word E, is how he is ever protective to his devotees. You know, gratefulness is wonderful, but not just he is grateful, he is always ever protecting. He always protects his devotee. And this beautiful section comes in Srimad Bhagavatam where we see this in quite amazing highlight when the four Kumaras go and curse, you know, Jay and Vijay. And at that time, Lord himself comes. And what beautiful slokas and beautiful, you know, Lord's heart just comes up. Since time is less, I am just reading it, you know, immediately. To me, the Brahmanas is the highest and most beloved personality. The respect shown by my attendants has actually been displayed by me Because the doormen are my servitors. I take this to be an offense by myself. Therefore, I seek your forgiveness for this incident that has arisen. Lord himself, he is the master. आप बताइए इस इन दिस वर्ल्ड यदि किसी का चपरासी कुछ गलती करता है विल द सीईओ विल कम एंड आस्क फॉर फॉरगिवनेस वी हैव नॉट सीन एनी इंसिडेंट्स लाइक दिस हियर द लॉर्ड इज कमिंग एंड आस्किंग फॉर फॉरगिवनेस दिस इज आई सीक योर फॉरगिवनेस फॉर दिस इंसिडेंट आई टेक दिस टू बी एन ऑफेंस बाय माई सेल्फ दिस इज वॉट द लॉर्ड्स mood is, how he is ever protecting to his devotees, how he is always very, very, you know, considers his devotee like someone whom he wants to always keep in his complete protection. You know, in this, beautiful, I am just reading translation, such beautiful nectar Srila Prabhupada has written in the purports, the conclusion is that this is Srila Prabhupada writes, if one takes to Krishna consciousness with all seriousness, he is to be understood as already purified. And Krishna is ready to give him protection by all means. The Lord assures herein that he is ready to give protection to his devotee even if there is need to cut off part of his own body. So Lord tells, that I am ready to give up my two hands for this offense. So Srila Prabhupada writes here, the Lord assures herein that he is ready to give protection to his devotee even if there is need to cut off part of his own body. That is what, to the extent Lord can go for giving protection. How much the devotee is dear to the Lord, Lord is ready to give up his own vow. In Bhisma Pitama section, for Bhisma's vow, Lord gave up his own vow. This is how Lord protects his devotee and loves his devotee. And finally, as time is less, we will be concluding in few minutes. The word R, the alphabet R, from that we see Lord's beautiful characteristic is how Lord's reciprocates. The Lord's reciprocation is beyond imagination. The devotee cannot comprehend, how the Lord will reciprocate. His system cannot comprehend Lord's reciprocation. His reciprocation is beyond imagination. So here, just to conclude in few minutes, because time is less, there are so many things here. To gopis, what Lord says, please be satisfied in your love towards me, because I cannot pay. I cannot repay you back. This is how Lord is reciprocating. Understand what Lord is having. He is the master. Everything is under his jurisdiction. But Lord considers that the love which these gopis are giving, even if I will give everything, still I will not be able to repay the debt which is having. That is the mood of the Lord. So that's why Lord's reciprocation, a person cannot comprehend, cannot imagine how much Lord awards or reciprocates or loves the devotee's contribution or whatever the way devotees are trying to come towards him. Because I am the servitor of my devotees, here the Lord is saying, yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum sadya chatakhil malam pratilabdha seelam nasirir viraktam apimam vijahati yasya priksha lavartha itare Niyamam vihanti. Because I am the servitor of my devotee, my lotus feet have become so sacred that they immediately wipe out all sins. Lord is telling, why my lotus feet has become so worshipable? Because I am servitor of my devotees. And I have acquired such disposition that goddess of fortune doesn't leave me. So Lord is telling that this particular position I have got, that even goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, doesn't leave me. And how I have got that? Because Lord is saying, I am the servitor of my devotee. This is how Lord reciprocates. A person may consider, I am serving the Lord. But in fact, Lord's heart is, Lord wants to serve his devotees. So that is the Lord's reciprocation, which is beyond imagination. And finally, the final R from the alphabet R, is how the Lord is such a real lover. Real lover. This master is not just master, he is the real lover of everyone. Tumar hridaye sada Govinda visram. Govinda kahena mora Vaishnava pran. So those devotees who have really, you know, are giving their lives to Krishna, Lord says that I reside in their heart. Tumar hridaye sada Govinda visram. Lord is residing in their heart. And what Lord is saying? Govinda kahena mora Vaishnava pra. That this devotee is my life. That's how Lord loves his devotees. So, you know, there is unlimited qualities of the Lord. There are, in fact, Ananta, Lord Ananta is singing the glories of this master from time immemorial. But still, that wonderful glories has not ended. It is impossible to comprehend the entire glories of the Lord. We just took here some sample, few qualities of the Lord, just to highlight that when we know who of this knowledge, who is the person, then that brings out gratitude in our life. You know, more and more towards that particular person. And that's why this entire transcendental science, this entire transcendental knowledge is given in such a way where we see the wonderful glories of the Lord. You know, that how He is so much compassionate on all of us, so much merciful, so much accommodative. He is a real lover. He really reciprocates beyond imagination. And what happens? The fifth element of knowledge, and that is gratitude develops. And when gratitude develops, that is considered to be, yes, a person has really got the fruit of knowledge. Otherwise, it was just like a tree without any fruit. But when this gratitude comes, then the fruit has come from that particular tree. And it is very, very much 100% possible that in the association of devotees, we can have this love of the Lord much more intensified, much more practically. We can have it possible to see in reality. It is not just some kind of theoretical concept. When devotees come together and sing the glories of the Lord, we can really experience it. So with this, we end our discussion here by just concluding that how we discussed few qualities of the Lord. The first, the acronym is Master. From each alphabet, we have got two qualities. M for made for each other and merciful. A, attempts itself can assure success and all accommodative. S for sincere and simplicity. Then S to surrender to spiritual master. T terminates the material life. And same T as true friend, and same T, topmost thing, Krishna can be achieved. E, ever grateful. E, eagerly, ever protective. And R, he reciprocates beyond imagination, and he is the real lover. With this, we end our discussion, and we request everyone to kindly bless me, so that I could also develop gratitude to Lord and His wonderful devotee. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, in order to